staples.com/security. Ends 10/28, in-store only. See associate for details.
Was Iowa State's win over Oklahoma in Norman on Saturday the biggest in program history? 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Today doesn't do anything. How we responded today does. You know, that's what success. It's consistency and the lack of it. And you know, it's. For the last year and a half, we've thrown everything from myself, our staff, and the kids in our program at attacking that cloud and the inconsistencies that exist. And that's all around. And so, you know, the reality for us is today's great. It's awesome. We'll feel good about it. Be great stories written. But then all of a sudden, you got to get back in, and there's, what do we got, seven games guaranteed to us left the rest of the season. And that's the difference, right? That's where that cloud gets lifted, because you say, you know what, this isn't the pinnacle. We learned, we grew, we got better, and all of a sudden now we give ourselves a chance to understand what true success really looks like. This is just a journey. College football, it's a marathon, it's not a sprint.
No cloud hanging over the Iowa State football program today. Welcome in, everybody. 4:06 on a Monday afternoon. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn. Our producer, Kyle Mann, will take you up until 7 o'clock tonight on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, because right now on our FM frequencies, you got the Cubs and the Nationals. I had tickets. I could have been there. No, actually, I couldn't have because we can't take any time off, but it's okay. I'm settling for watching it on TV just like everybody else is in eastern Iowa. But baseball is of secondary importance today behind college football. We're going to dive right into it coming up bottom of the hour. The man who called the historic day in Norman himself, John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Cyclones, set to be with us at the bottom of the hour. And Jesse Sanchez will join us from MLB.com. We'll talk playoff baseball with him and a whole lot more. Plus, would you look at that? The Bears and the Vikings play on Monday Night Football. Mitch Trubisky set to make his debut as the Bears' starting quarterback. We'll get inside what the expectations are for Mitch Trubisky, especially after watching Deshaun Watson over the weekend with the Houston Texans. You thought there was pressure on Trubisky before coming into the weekend. Wait until now, but big win over the weekend for the Hawkeyes at home against Illinois. It looked in peril for a while, and then in the second half, the Hawkeyes were able to pull away, all overshadowed by the events in Norman, Oklahoma. Congratulations going out to Matt Campbell and the Iowa State football program. Ain't nobody that gave them a chance to win that game. I even went on Saturday morning and I was reading CycloneFanatic.com. I like to read the predictions to just see what Chris Williams and some of the guys at that website are thinking. Nobody there had Iowa State winning that. They'd beaten Oklahoma only five times in the program's history coming into that, and wow, and to do it under the circumstances with essentially a third string quarterback in Kyle Kemp, a kid who began his college career at Oregon State, by the way, more on Oregon State coming up later on in the program today as well, to do that with your third string quarterback and your former quarterback playing Iron Man football, two-way standout. I don't know. Kyle's going to come in here in about 10 minutes. He's going to have a Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you, and I don't know if we've got enough time to run down the superlatives for all of the Iowa State accolades this week. But no surprise, Kyle Kemp, the Offensive Player of the Week in the Big 12, and Joel Lanning, the Defensive Player of the Week. And all of this goes on while you had the storyline of what was going on with Jacob Park and why isn't he with the program, and he still is not back with the team. Matt Campbell talked with the media earlier today in Ames, and he's listed as the co-starter for Saturday's game against Kansas. I don't expect to get too much of an update from John Walters on that, but a fascinating set of circumstances as Iowa State picks up its first win over Oklahoma since 1990.
I think it just shows that things happen a lot when you least expect them to happen. How long have we been sitting here and saying, Iowa State will break through? They will have that signature win. It's coming. I thought that earlier in the year against Iowa, there was a chance for them to win that game. They lost another close game. At home against Texas on Thursday night, they lost that game. And going into this week, you had the rumors and what turned out to be the truth that Jacob Park, your starting quarterback, was taking a leave of absence from the team. To the point, this was a 28-point game in Vegas already. On Friday, they took the game off the board. Because
and quickly put it back on with the Park news when it was official.
What did it go to?
31.
31 points.
And I don't know what it wound up closing at, but there were a lot of people. If you bet on Iowa State, you had that one in the bag from halftime on. And again, we'll talk with John coming up at the bottom of the hour. Plenty to get into today with the Cyclones. Our Emil's Hideaway poll question at KGYMradio.com is the question that we began the program with today. Is this the biggest win in Iowa State history? Yes or no? Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot.
It's the best win that I've seen Iowa State be a part of. And you can point back to that Oklahoma State game,
which
was at home.
That blew up the BCS.
It blew up the BCS.
I mean, that was
But that was at home against a team that was really a little bit shook the week before because of a tragedy that took place with one of their other programs. It was not a good time for Oklahoma State to be playing a Thursday night game. This Iowa State team went on the road with their third string quarterback after all the rumors of what happened with their starting quarterback after losing a heartbreaker, or at least a very flat performance at home against Texas on Thursday night, taking on the Heisman frontrunner, the number three team in the country, the team that went into Columbus and pounded Ohio State, a team that a lot of people thought that's the frontrunner to win the Big 12, to make it to the college football playoff. And I think the thing that struck me, and I'll ask John about this at 4:30, Iowa State offensively, their skill position players won the one-on-one battles all afternoon long. And you think coming in, you don't think of Iowa State as necessarily a team that is full of a ton of skill position athletes. You knew coming in that Lazard was good, that Hakeem Butler had the chance to be all right. But guys like Trevor Ryan and Marchie Murdoch, every time the ball got into their hands, they were making an Oklahoma player missed. They got the ball to David Montgomery. He did the same thing. So make no mistake about it, Iowa State's offensive players completely out-talented and out-athleted Oklahoma's defense all afternoon. And that was the thing that surprised me the most.
And Matt Campbell, I wish we had more of the audio of Matt Campbell from after the game on Saturday, because he was very candid about Iowa State's lot in life, basically, and candid about that victory and what it meant for the program. But this isn't the end of anything. That the clip that we played there coming in into the show today was about basically a question was asked about a cloud hanging over the Iowa State program, and does this lift the cloud? And I thought what Campbell said there was about as good of a response as you could get from him in the situation at that time. And I talk about being level-headed. That guy just had the biggest coaching win of his career, and you wouldn't really be able to tell it from listening to him. And I'm sure the Cyclone Sideline Show is going to be a heck of a good listen tonight. We got a lot of balls in the air because of postseason baseball and the Cyclone. I'm not even going to attempt to explain it to you until I can for sure cross the T's and dot the I's, because you got the Bears and the Vikings going on as well tonight on our FM frequencies, we hope, because baseball needs to be over with by then from Wrigley Field. By the way, Nats and Cubs scoreless. Astros and Red Sox were still underway in the bottom of the ninth inning the last time that I checked the score there, but that game may or may not be over. Plenty more to get to today, as we mentioned, with Jesse Sanchez from MLB.com. Now, from Iowa State to Iowa, because you still have to talk about the Hawkeyes. We are here in Eastern Iowa. pretty good weekend for Iowa, not necessarily on the field against the Illini, but off the field, because they beat Iowa State earlier this season 44-41. All of a sudden, Iowa State goes on the road, surprises everybody by beating Oklahoma. Check in on North Texas. Take a look at what their offense is doing down there in Denton. Take a look at, well, you know what Penn State is. They had another impressive win on the road this past weekend against Northwestern. And oh, by the way, Michigan State in a monsoon in Ann Arbor winds up, as a lot of people predicted, bursting Michigan's bubble and doing so with a big win for that program. So now you've got Iowa fans, and I'll just share this anecdote here because I think it's appropriate. I got a phone call today just out of the blue from my college roommate, my freshman year roommate at Iowa, who lives up in the Dyersville-Dubuque area. And we were talking, and we were talking about politics, and then it segued back into Hawkeye football because I'd made a reference to the Hawkeyes, and he thought I was talking about politics and doom and gloom. And he said, well, I mean, you could look at it as Michigan State and Penn State are two of the three best teams in the East, if you wanted to look at it that way. And I said, that's great perspective. And maybe that's the case now, because what we say last week about Michigan State, we really don't know much about the Spartans. We don't know much. And they were able to, now granted the weather conditions, but I was watching that game, and I got to admit, I was rooting for Mother Nature there. I just wanted chaos, and we got chaos there. Plenty of it in the NFL yesterday as well. We'll get into those games and the results coming up as we transition into Monday Night Football and the Bears and the Vikings. But interesting times for the Hawkeye football team as they go into their bye week.
Yeah, I don't think that the schedule is something that anyone's really going to pick on with the Iowa Hawkeye football team this year. This schedule that they have played is clearly a more difficult slate than they've had the past couple of years, especially going back to that 2015. That's why coming into the year there were a lot of 7-5, 6-6, 8-4 predictions for this football team. So from that standpoint, I think that their resume so far really doesn't make anybody blink twice. What does make people blink twice are somewhat of the inconsistencies that we're seeing on both sides of the football, and namely defensively, because I think we expected to see some offensive struggles here and there, but the way that Illinois was able to move the football and run the football,
at times gashing the Iowa defense.
Yes, gashing the Iowa defense. That's Illinois, concerning.
Which had the 14th rated offense coming into the game.
One of the bottom five in the country.
Bottom five in the cut, worse than Rutgers, worse than any other team in the Big Ten, and at times they were tearing off chunks of yards against the Hawkeyes defensively. Now, interestingly enough, and I'm guilty of this because I made this joke a couple weeks ago when the gym class had a guest on that said, interestingly enough, and I said, anytime anybody says that, it's usually guaranteed to not be interesting. There's no Kirk Ferentz or player availability this week in Iowa City. So, interestingly enough, we're talking about the defense here. We get to hear from Phil Parker, the Iowa defensive coordinator, and Brian Ferentz, the offensive coordinator. We'll do so on Wednesday this week instead of the traditional Tuesday. So I'm sure Phil Parker, look, he's going to be asked a lot of questions about this defense's performance so far through the first half of the season. And I think it'll be worth noting what he has to say about it. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertine and Stocker text line. Let us know what you think about some of the topics that we're discussing. And again, plenty more to get to, including, as we alluded to earlier today, an opening at Oregon State, which is just bizarre at this point. And we've got people on the text line that want to talk about the Dolphins assistant coach, who must be just an absolute moron, because in addition to filming himself in what appears to be an act of snorting cocaine, and I say appears to be cocaine because allegedly, you don't know what the white powdery substance was.
It was just funny to see some of the headlines. Dolphins offensive line coach caught snorting white powder.
Well, no, no there's a lot of white powder out there. I mean, you can
do that.
You can crush up. I'm not sitting here and saying that I'm Walter White here, an expert on drugs, but you can crush up prescription pills, and some people will snort them because it's of the delivery system into your body. So when you say allegedly snorting, you don't know what the white powdery substance is, although you could probably take a pretty good guess at this point. Also, it turns out, and I think this was the Miami Herald that wound up reporting this, he is in debt to the IRS about, he owes taxes, back taxes, of over $500,000. And this is, for those of you who are not familiar with the story, Chris Forrester is the offensive line coach for the Dolphins. By the way, he coaches Laramie Tunsil, and if you're familiar with him, I never know what to explain and what not to explain. This is a complicated gig. A lot of people probably are not aware of who Laramie Tunsil is and the intrigue surrounding him going into the draft last year. Anyway, this guy's 55 years old. This video surfaces of him last night, apparently posted by his mistress, who is a Las Vegas model whom the Lebatard Show was trying to pay to come on today, much to the consternation
oh, man,
of ESPN,
awesome.
Which has its own issues today because it suspended Jemele Hill for 2 weeks, but that's an issue for another time, and that time is not here or now. This guy is one of the highest paid position coaches in the NFL. He makes anywhere between $2.5 to $3 million a year. And he threw it all away. And not only that, but he's making $2.5 to $3 million a year, and he owes back taxes. Going back to 2012, when he coached in Washington, he got sued by Wells Fargo for not paying his mortgage. And then right before the lawsuits, then he started paying his mortgage. It just... I don't know. I'm never going to sniff that amount of money in my life. But
no,
if I'd like to, I'd like to think that if I made $2.5 to $3 million a year, I'd have my priorities straight, and I'd look at myself in the mirror and go, okay, what type of activities are going to put this at risk for me? Well, yeah, some of the things that I'm going to, and you know, I guess people do stupid things under the influence, and he probably wasn't in his right mind. He's filming it in the Dolphins complex, and he's talking about doing it before going to a meeting. And then, of course, yesterday, Twitter was just a flutter last night with Jay Cutler jokes.
He is a starting quarterback in the NFL.
We're going to get to the NFL coming up in just a little bit,
and
but
people
a terrible,
why
terrible
the product
weekend.
Is going down.
Terrible, terrible weekend for the NFL. Not necessarily because of some of the games, which, by the way, you people out there that are not watching the NFL because you're upset about things that the players do, you're doing a really terrible job of it, because the ratings for the Green Bay-Dallas game, pretty darn good. I saw them. Anyway, Odell Beckham Jr. out for the year, and J.J. Watt, his career may be in jeopardy after suffering. I saw a doctor yesterday that said the injury that J.J. Watt likely suffered is actually worse than an ACL, because it's a broken bone in that vicinity. It's not just the ligament. And that would absolutely be a terrible. Houston lost a couple players the other night in that game. Kansas City keeps rolling.
Some players as well, though.
We'll keep touching on the NFL again coming up later on in the program when we get a little bit closer to Monday Night Football. They are scoreless, by the way, at Wrigley Field. For those of you who may be interested in the Cubs and the Nationals, it is a nothing-nothing right now at Wrigley Field. So we'll give you a score update as things progress there. And again, you can hear that on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, the North. And by the way, before we step aside for a quick break, remember when we asked the poll question, what was more impressive, going 0-6 in the Carl Underneath Pick 6 or going 6-0?
I do remember that question.
We had last week a member of one of the teams went 0-6. That would be our producer, Kyle, who picks with the gym class because he also produces their show. And a week later, you, Alex, 6-0. Took took Iowa to cover against Illinois, which, come on, that first half, you were sweating it.
Oh,
weren't
I
you?
Was.
You were sweating
I, but
it.
I looked and I said to Mark, here comes a backdoor cover. You kind of felt it after a certain point in that third quarter.
Wisconsin and Nebraska, it was 10-0 there for the longest time. And I thought, okay, 11-point spread. This is going to be good. Nebraska, by the way, and we'll be picking Ohio State, Nebraska this week as one of the picks, pick six games. Carl Underneath's pick six. Nebraska's, I believe, about a 24-25-point underdog, something in that neck of the woods. 24 is what I saw that earlier today. That is the largest home underdog in Lincoln since 1957. Ohio State favored to beat Nebraska by
a lot of points,
24. And Mike Riley, if you're looking for a safe landing spot, maybe you want to get out of Lincoln. Maybe you can get your old job back. I'm just saying.
For the third time.
For the third time. 424, wouldn't that be something?
Oh, that would. That'd be pretty funny, actually.
Gary Anderson stepped down. Was he stepped down or fired? I saw
mutually departed.
Yeah, mutually
was the
departed,
language that was used,
which usually means you're fired, but they're kind enough to allow you to claim otherwise. And he leaves $12.5 million on the table.
Something's
at Oregon
fishy
State.
About that.
He would have been owed money through 2021. So for the next 4 years, he could have sat back and collected $12.5 million. And he just said, no, you know what? I'm not going to worry about the contract that I have.
That
just
doesn't pass the smell test, Todd.
We'll see. We'll see what comes out. It's 426. We'll step aside. I feel like we covered a ton of ground there in the first 20-plus minutes of the program today. We're going to cover even more when Kyle joins us. He'll have your first big board update of the day. And then I know, Cyclone fans, you are waiting to hear from John Walters coming up at the bottom of the hour. I got to admit, I am too, because I want to know all about John's thoughts on what took place in Norman and what it means for the Cyclone program moving forward. 4:27, we'll step aside, take a quick timeout. I like these timeouts because I get to watch a little bit of the Cubs-Nationals game without being distracted. Back with more after this.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right. Mediacom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free 1 year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call Mediacom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
We all win by living united, by forging unlikely partnerships, finding new solutions to old problems, and inspiring individuals to join the fight against our community's most daunting social crises. We are more than the fundraisers. We are the hand raisers and the game changers. United Way of East Central Iowa. Volunteer, advocate, give, make a difference. Go to uweci.org/2017 to learn more about how you can join the fight.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Do you want to call it right now? Mike Riley back to Oregon State. He's going to be to Oregon State what Billy Martin was to the Yankees managerial position. Just every time it's open, let's call Mike Riley. Call him home.
Well, he'll give you 6 wins a year. Six
wins will fly in Corvallis.
Yes, it will.
It won't in Lincoln.
No, it will not.
The Todd Brownlow Camp Show back with you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Right now on 1600 AM because over on the FM frequencies, 106.3 in Iowa City, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, we've got the Cubs and the Nationals at Wrigley Field today, scoreless in, looks like, the bottom of the fourth inning. Right now, let's send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa State upset number 3 Oklahoma on Saturday, 38-31, and the Cyclones are raking in weekly awards in the aftermath. Quarterback Kyle Kemp, who entered the week as the third stringer, is the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week after going 18 of 24 for 343 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no picks. But the star of the day was former quarterback turned linebacker Joel Lanning, a modern-day Iron Man. He had 25 yards passing, 35 yards rushing, 8 tackles, a sack, and a fumble recovery. He's the Big 12's Defensive Player of the Week, as well as the Walter Camp Award National Defensive Player of the Week. And the Cyclones were also named the Football Writers Association of America's National Team of the Week. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders lost their season opener with the Green Bay Gamblers last Friday 2-1, but bounced back on Saturday to beat the Madison Capitals 4-3. Right wing Jordan Timmons scored in both contests, and left wing Merrick Vallach scored twice in the win Saturday. They have their home opener on Saturday night against the Omaha Lancers. And we've got a lot going on today here on KGYM. If you didn't already know, we've currently got the Cubs and Nationals playing Game 3 over on our FM frequencies, 106.3 FM the South Gym and 107.5 FM the North Gym. And assuming that game finishes in time, you'll be able to hear Monday Night Football with the Bears and Vikings after the show on those FMs. And on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, right after the show, we'll toss it to the Cyclone Call-In Show. And later on around 9 o'clock, we'll bring you the Dodgers and Diamondbacks as the Dodgers try to sweep that series.
The Astros wound up holding off the Red Sox today, so they advance to the American League Championship Series. We'll see whether it's the Yankees or the Indians that they wind up facing. A lot of baseball fans hoping, I think, for a Cleveland-Houston American League Championship Series. And things in the National League, we'll see how they play out. I felt great. I didn't feel great, but I felt really good Friday night when I left the coach's corner after the game was over. And then Saturday, it is what it is.
Split 1-1 on the road. I know it's the way that they did it was a little bit momentum killing, but you know, they did split
1-1
on the road.
Here's how you look at it. The Cubs, up until today, were the only team to win a game on the road in the postseason. Of course, Houston, as we mentioned, won at Fenway Park today to advance past the Red Sox. 4:32, we've got to get to John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. Speaking of momentum killer, how do you go from being up for playing the number 3 team in the country and beating them for the first time since 1990, and look who's next on the schedule? Kansas. But I guarantee you, Iowa State fans are going to be pumped regardless of who they see next on the schedule, which, by the way, Iowa State's October 21st game at Texas Tech in Lubbock, set for an 11 a.m. kickoff on FS1. That was announced earlier today as well. We'll get that added to the big board. 4:33, John is next. Back with more on the way.
This bottom of the hour sports beat is brought to you by Linder Tire Service, right on their reputation for integrity and outstanding personal service. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty and Grinnell.
Kids, get your shoes on. We're leaving for school. Do you have your homework?
Yes!
Do you have your lunch?
Yes.
Do you have your backpack?
Yes!
Life is hectic. Keep it rolling smoothly with a set of new tires from Linder Tire.
Have a great day, kids.
Uh-oh, Mom, I forgot my lunch.
Oh.
Linder Tire. We keep life rolling smoothly, even with a few bumps in the road.
And he goes more with the backhand, even though he didn't need to. He could have actually fielded this ball in the center of his body. Instead, he kind of crosses himself up with the backhand. It hits off the heel of his glove, and Harper gets down before he can even throw it.
That's the second error of the inning.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010. If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
Welcome back in 4:36 on a Monday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show. We'll talk a little MLB playoff action with Jesse Sanchez coming up postseason. The MLB prefers postseason instead of playoffs, and I make that mistake every year. Jesse's going to join us at the top of hour number two. Monday Night Football on the way tonight as well. It's the Bears and the Vikings, the much-anticipated debut of Bears first-round draft pick Mitch Trubisky under center tonight, and we'll get into that as well as a little bit more Cubs-Nationals talk, too, in the third and final hour, because that game will likely be winding down, and somebody's going to have a 2-1 lead. But right now, as we do every Monday, brought to you by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner, it is the play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. I half expect him to not have a voice right now, but I bet John probably took care of the vocal cords on the way home, at least maybe with a few cold beverages in celebration after Iowa State's win over Oklahoma in Norman over the weekend. John, I'm just going to go ahead and start with this. What was that moment like for you to call that win by the Cyclones over Oklahoma?
Well, they're always thrilling when you when you win one you're really a long shot in. And it's just strange that sometimes when it just feels like, okay, there's just no chance today, that's when those crazy upsets happen. And I remember driving over to Lincoln, Nebraska in 2009, thinking the exact same thing when I got a call with Eric on the drive over to Lincoln that they said, well, hey, Austin Arnott and Jerome Tiller, or Austin Arnott and Alexander Robinson are playing today. So it's Jerome Tiller, a redshirt freshman, making his first start at quarterback, and Jeremiah Schwartz, a redshirt freshman, making his first start at running back. I thought there's no chance, you know. And then they go out and win, you know, 9-7. And now that game was an 8-0 game. And this one was kind of the opposite. It was just a matter of Iowa State really outplaying Oklahoma and really deserving to win the football game. I mean, they outplayed them in a lot of different facets, and turnovers were a story in that there was only one in the game, and it was critical. But Joel Lanning did a great job taking that ball away, and it was a great feeling. It was a great feeling. You know, just you're so happy for the guys, and especially for the seniors that have been through a lot. When you think about that and you kind of start putting that in perspective and you think about Iowa State's history in Norman, Oklahoma, or against Oklahoma, period, you know, it really does lend itself to an amazing story, and made even more intriguing by the quarterback situation and Joel Lanning. I mean, it was just a lot of stuff surrounding the game that was adds to kind of the lore of it. But bottom line, a bunch of guys believed they could do it, and they did it. And what an incredible testament to them when the outside world was saying there's no chance. They felt like they could get the job done, and they did.
Before we get into said quarterback situation, I want to ask you our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. Do you think that was the biggest win in Iowa State history, football-wise?
Well, I don't know. It's in the conversation for sure. I mean, first bowl win in Iowa State history when they beat Pittsburgh in the Insight Bowl and finally got off that schneid. I think that has to rank right up there very, very high. You know, everybody remembers the Marv Seiler run against Nebraska and Iowa State pulling that unlikely upset at home. So very, very similar circumstances in that Nebraska came in as a top five team. Nobody gave Iowa State a chance. I think they were about 30-point underdogs that day. Marv Seiler making his first start as a fifth-year quarterback in the system, just like you know, Kyle Kemp, and winning that game. But, I mean, the magnitude of doing it on the road in a place that's so hard to win against a team which had gone in earlier this season, completely dominated Ohio State, I just think you start adding all that stuff together and then throw in the quarterback situation, and it has to be right toward the top, if not at the top. I don't know if I could call it number one, but I'm sure going to put it in my top two or three.
John, we've talked about all the close losses that have taken place over the past calendar year, last year to down the stretch and then early this year. And I think a lot of people were predicting that this team had a chance to get to a bowl game with those two winnable games against Iowa and Texas. Those two don't go their way. My question for you is, now that they have finally won one of these close games and pulled out on top against one of the best teams in the country, what does this mean for this program under Matt Campbell moving forward?
Well, it depends how they handle it, but I do think it has the potential to be an enormous boost for the progression of what they're trying to do if they handle it the right way. I mean, if they let it go to their heads and think they've arrived, they're in trouble. And Matt's been very guarded about that, about not making this the pinnacle of the season. There's a lot more out there with seven games remaining. You know, Kansas is going to come in with the same exact idea that Iowa State went into Oklahoma with. How much would they love to be the team to beat the team that beat Oklahoma? You know, and you just have to be thoughtful of that every minute. But I do think it helps to win one like that. It just goes to show you, though, guys, how dangerous it is to sit there before a season and sit there and pencil in wins and losses, or even during a season to say, okay, you know, the absolute black and white of, well, they lost against Texas and Iowa, so now they can't go to a bowl game. That's garbage. You know, I mean, as long as there's a mathematical chance, these guys are going to believe they have a chance. And nobody chalked up maybe a six-win season if you had both those as losses, but probably nobody chalked up Oklahoma as a win either. So that's why you play the games, as they say, and it is so true in that situation. It's what makes college football great, and I do think it'll benefit these guys when they get in another close game situation. Certainly that can breed that kind of thing, and you can snowball in a positive direction just like it can snowball in a negative direction when you are having trouble pulling out those close games. So, yeah, to be able to make plays offensively and defensively with the game on the line, huge for these guys. They know they can do it now against really what most people still consider probably the best team in the conference. If you can do it against them on the road, you can do it against anybody. So it should really help their morale.
Iowa State play-by-play voice John Walters joining us, as he does every Monday during the 4:30 segment on the program. And we've mentioned it a couple times now. Is he any idea when we'll get clarity on the Jacob Park situation? I know he was listed as a co-starter on the depth chart that was released today, but it sounds as if he's still away from the program indefinitely, according to Matt Campbell.
Yeah, I mean, I it was a little bit vague the way he described it, but I do believe that it kind of has to be that way.
Yeah.
And essentially, when he was asked to, you know, to go into further detail, is there a battle going on for the starting quarterback position? He said it's not a battle because one guy's active and the other guy isn't. So Jacob is still inactive, and I'm sure it's a fluid situation, and we'll just depend on how things go, you know, with him and you know, his progress over the next whatever period of time. Day to day is the way Coach Campbell described it. Kyle Kemp came in and did just a remarkable job. I think he's in the mindset of being the starter this week, and I would say that's probably a likelihood at this point, given that the update that Coach Campbell gave us today. You know, and I think Kyle's earned that opportunity based on, you know, what he did last week. It's really an incredible story. I mean, a fifth-year senior who had thrown two forward passes in his career to go throw for 343 and three touchdowns and no interceptions at Oklahoma. You just can't script it any better than that. So, you know, everybody's hopeful for a good result with all those guys that that everybody's back and healthy and ready to go at full strength here soon. But, man, how valuable it is to have a guy like Kyle Kemp around who had kept preparing himself for that moment. And I'm not talking about preparing himself for a week. I'm talking about preparing himself for 5 years for that opportunity and waiting for that chance and to do it on that stage. I'm just blown away by it. I think it's one of the great stories that you could possibly tell.
John, Kyle Kemp was outstanding, but one of the things that I talked about earlier that struck me was the way that the athletes on the outside for Iowa State really gave Oklahoma trouble in one-on-one situations. Trevor Ryan was great. David Montgomery was really good out of the backfield. Alan Lazard had a couple of big catches, including the game winner. How much did those guys step up and really help their quarterback, who is a fifth-year senior, but making his first start?
I think it was huge. I mean, it takes all 11 guys for a play to be successful, and you start looking at the protection that Kyle got. His offensive line did a fantastic job. David Montgomery getting some of those early runs to kind of take some of that pressure off David or off of Kyle, that, you know, they can maybe move the ball a little bit on the ground in this game. I think that was enormous. Joel Lanning and what he did coming into quarterback to spell Kyle, it really kind of got the offense going a little bit, took some of that pressure off Kyle. He was able to come back in and play really well. Just a lot of guys. But then you start looking at the blocking on the outside done by the receivers. And on those wide receiver screens, man, there were occasions one after another where Alan Lazard and Trevor Ryan and Hakeem Butler and Deshaunte Jones, I can think of examples vividly of all four of those guys making great, great blocks on the perimeter to free up guys. Marchie Murdoch's touchdown, he goes in untouched because Butler and Deshaunte Jones did such a great job kind of parting the seas for him to just take it untouched 28 yards. Trevor Ryan, the beneficiary of Alan Lazard's great block. David Montgomery's reversal of the field when he got a tremendous block on the first run from Kniffel, the offensive lineman, and on the second time he reversed his field from Joel Lanning. I mean, it goes on and on and on, and that's what it takes to pull an upset like that, is to have those specific plays made that maybe don't show up in the stat sheet, but are guys out there just going like crazy and feeling like, hey, we can do this. And you could see as the game went on, Iowa State's confidence level rising, and just they were playing faster than Oklahoma by the end of the game, and I can't remember the last time I said that.
John, any truth to the rumor that Joel Lanning is going to host the call-in show tonight? He does everything else well for you guys over there in Ames.
He's going to engineer it and board op it, and I'm going to host it, but if anything should happen to me, he's ready to step in. No, it's, you know, it's fun. It's a great deal what's going on with Joel. And I saw today they're kind of making a push for him with the Paul Hornung Award. That award basically is exactly what you're talking about. The most versatile player in college football. Well, I don't know how you can get any more versatile than what Joel Lanning's doing and playing at a high level. It's fun. It's neat. And the great thing is he doesn't even seem to realize it. You know, I mean, after the game, being interviewed on TV, when they said, you know, they asked him about his offensive contributions in the game, and he says, well, they don't ask me to do much, you know. Like, really? And what he meant was, you know, they only had probably a 4 or 5 play offense in there for him when he was out there, but it just came across as a guy completely humble, not caught up in this, not pounding his chest. It's not about him, and that's the whole Joel Lanning story. And it's just really rewarding to see him have that moment. It was a lot of fun, and hopefully there are many more good moments to come. I'd love to see for that group of seniors, and I think of guys like Jake Campos, who's been hurt, you know, in his career, and you think of Alan Lazard, who picked Iowa State when a lot of people told him, why are you going to Iowa State? A kid like Joel Lanning, you know, has given everything he can for this program. I, you know, J.D. Wagner, the list goes on and on, Trevor Ryan. I'd love to see those guys' last game be a bowl game. That would be a tremendous fitting way end their careers, and hopefully that happens.
John, we've talked a lot about the offense, but how was John Haycock's unit able to limit one of the best offenses in the country to their season low in points?
Yeah, it's really another great story in that game that gets overlooked because there were so many incredible stories out there. But you think about what the secondary did. How many times did Baker Mayfield have 8-9 seconds to throw but couldn't find anybody? And, you know, a week earlier, Iowa State employed that defense with mixed results against Texas, but basically good results. And they went back to it again where they basically rushed three, dropped eight into coverage. And the one thing about Baker Mayfield is if you go back and look at Oklahoma's games this year, he's making explosive play after explosive play where they went into that game with eight different players who had a touchdown play of 40 yards or longer. Well, I don't think they had a play of 40 yards or longer against Iowa State. And they kept everything in front of them just like they said they were going to do. They forced Mayfield to make some throws that maybe he didn't want to make. He was still great. I mean, you look at his numbers. The guy's an incredible football player. And he beat him a couple times with the running, you know, which was about all that was left for him to do. But they took away some of the stuff that he's used to doing. And I think that was as big a role as anything. To hold that Oklahoma offense, which is averaging over 600 yards a game, number one in the country, averaging over 9 yards a play coming into that game, and they'd played some pretty good folks, to hold that offense to 7 points in the second half, absolutely amazing. Hats off to John Haycock for a tremendous plan and for that, you know, DK McDonald and that secondary to execute it big time to be able to do that against those guys.
John, thanks for the time as always. We'll be listening tonight from the Applebee's and Ames, the Cyclone Sideline Show coming your way on 1600 tonight.
All right, thanks guys. Thanks for having me.
John's appearances sponsored by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner, and Iowa State goes from the high of playing and beating Oklahoma on the road to hosting Kansas this coming weekend at Jack Trice Stadium. Paul Rhodes, the former Cyclone football coach who's now on Brett Bielema's staff in Arkansas, had a really gracious comments earlier today to members of the media in Fayetteville when the subject of the Iowa State upset came up over the weekend. I don't have any audio for you, but I want to read them to you because I think this speaks a lot about the character of Paul Rhodes. He said, a quote, "It was a tremendous victory. I'm very happy for those kids, especially a young man by the name of Joel Lanning, who played both ways for them and we recruited. He selflessly is playing defense when he could have challenged for the starting quarterback job, and then he has to go over and play quarterback back for them and plays it well. I think he's the Walter Camp Award winner for the week. He's just a tremendous young man who never showed any signs of negativity with the change or what was done with him. So I'm very pleased for a guy like that and all the other kids in the program. A couple of weeks ago, they were talking about the Kentucky-Florida series and how lopsided it is and how long it's been. Take a look at the Oklahoma-Iowa State numbers and look how lopsided they are. They are ugly. For a team and a staff to finally get that W, I'm very happy for them." Paul Rhodes earlier today in Arkansas. 4:53, still scoreless at Wrigley Field. Max Scherzer, he may not look comfortable, but he's keeping the Cubs on their heels. Today we'll get you more of an update from Wrigley Field, plus another Midwest One Bank Big Board update on the way after this.
As GIs returned from overseas and families began to boom, young Willa Dickens began honing his watchmaking craft at a highly regarded jewelry store on a bustling corner in downtown Iowa City. He worked steadily behind his jeweler's glass, eventually taking over the business. And as his reputation grew, so did his family. Sons Terry and Tim spent afternoons at his knee, learning about gemstones, precious metals, and most importantly, how to properly treat a customer. And as the decades passed, the three of them, along with a remarkably dedicated staff of friends, as well as Willa's granddaughter Kate, continued the tradition of excellence and integrity begun at Hertin and Stonker Jewelers in 1947. Now, as they celebrate their 70th year, stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say congratulations to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Are you proud to pay taxes? Could you be just as proud by paying half as much? It doesn't matter how much is in your 401k if you give half to your money-grubbing uncle. I'm Craig Adamson of True Wealth Stewardship in Marion. We specialize in helping our clients pay less and keep more. We can help you too. Connect with us before December 31st at truewealthstewardship.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC. Financial planning offered through True Wealth Stewardship, a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL Financial.
Cedar Rapids Iowa City HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Friday at 3, tune in to 106.3 FM and get ready for West High football action. This is David Schulte, and I'll be your host alongside Gary Fickle for the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
Oh, I don't know what I did to deserve everybody out there on the Hurricane and Stalker text line, but I want you to know, especially you, 3530, how much I love you. He wanted to know if Paul Rhodes was wearing his hard hat when he made those comments. I think the hard hat was left behind in Ames when they returned. Was it? Final game was in Morgantown, right? 4:57. Boy, we're tight on time. We'll get in. Cubs, by the way, being no-hit by Max Scherzer. That's what I was trying not to get at going into the break there momentarily ago. But the Bats, maybe they'll wake up. Maybe they won't. Who knows? They won the World Series last year. I couldn't care less. Let's send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for your banking needs.
Iowa State upset number 3 Oklahoma on Saturday, 38-31, and the Cyclones are raking in weekly awards in the aftermath. Quarterback Kyle Kemp, who entered the week as the third stringer, is the Big 12's Offensive Player of the Week after going 18 of 24 for 343 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no picks. But the star of the day was former quarterback-turned-linebacker Joel Lanning. A modern-day Ironman, he had 25 yards passing and 35 yards rushing, 8 tackles, a sack, and a fumble recovery. He's the Big 12's Defensive Player of the Week, Walter Camp's Award National Defensive Player of the Week, and the Cyclones collectively were named the Football Writers Association of America's National Team of the Week. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders lost their season opener with the Green Bay Gamblers last Friday 2-1, but they bounced back on Saturday to beat the Madison Capitals 4-3. They have their home opener on Saturday night against the Omaha Lancers. We've got a lot going on today here on KGYM. If you didn't already know, we've currently got the Cubs and Nationals playing Game 3 over on our FM frequencies, 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. And assuming that game finishes in time, you'll be able to hear Monday Night Football with the Bears and Vikings after the show right there on the FMs. And on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, right after the show, we'll toss it to the Cyclone call-in show. And later on around 9 o'clock, we'll bring you the Dodgers and Diamondbacks as the Dodgers try to sweep their series.
No, text line, I was not trying to jinx Max Scherzer's no-hitter. I don't believe in such stuff. Vin Scully doesn't believe in jinxing no-hitters, so I'm not going to either. One other baseball note, the Minnesota Twins. We talked about this last week. Details were vague at the time, but the Twins have announced today that they're bringing back manager Paul Molitor on a 3-year deal. I would expect some changes maybe to his coaching staff, but nothing of the like announced on that yet. We'll talk baseball and more with Jesse Sanchez of MLB.com. Hour number 2 of the Todd Brolenkamp Show kicks off on KGYM when we return after this.
This is Karen's yard, and summer's harsh heat has taken a toll on it. But Karen knows